ॐ भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं नाष्टफलेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवाया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके वक्ति भवति न स्तुति Chapter 66, 10th canto, Pondraka, the false Vasudeva. The introduction summary was read. We're up to verse 2, 3, 4, and 5. Tam Vasudevo Bhagavan Avatirno Jagatpati Iti Prastobito Balaya Mena Atmanam Achyutam Tam Vasudevo Bhagavan Avatirno Jagatpati Iti Prastobito Balaya Mena Atmanam Achyutam Tam Vasudevo Bhagavan Avatirno Jagatpati Iti Prastobito Balaya Mena Atmanam Achyutam Ladies. Tam Vasudevo Bhagavan Avatirno Jagatpati Iti Prastobito Balaya Mena Atmanam Achyutam Ladies. Tam Vasudevo Bhagavan You, Vasudeva, Vasudeva, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Avatirna, descended, Jagat of the universe, Pati, the Master, Iti, thus, Prashtobita, emboldened with flattery, Balai, by childish men. Many, he imagined. Atmanam, himself, atutum, the infallible Lord. Translation. Pondraka was emboldened by the flattery of childish men, who told him, "You are Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord, and Master of the Universe, who have now descended to the earth." Thus, he imagined himself to be the infallible personality of Godhead. Purport. Pondraka foolishly accepted the flattery of ignorant persons. So, we'll not laugh right now, but... Text 3. Dutam cha prahino mando. Krishnaya vyaktavatmane. Varakayam yata balo. Nripo balaketo buddha. Thus, slow-witted King Pondraka sent a messenger to the inscrutable Sri Lord Sri Krishna at Dwaraka. Pondraka was acting just like an unintelligent child whom other children are pretending is a king. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the reason Shukadeva Goswami here mentions for the second time that Pondraka sent a message to Lord Krishna is that the great sage is astonished at Pondraka's extreme foolishness. Text 4. Dutas tu dvarakamitya sabhayam ashtitam prabhum krishnam kamalapatraksham rajasandesham abravit. Arriving in Dwarka, the messenger found lotus-eyed Krishna in his royal assembly and relayed the king's message to that almighty Lord. Vasudeva vatirnoham eka eva cha para bhutanam anukamparatam tam tu mithyabhidam jaja. On Pondraka's behalf, the messenger said, "I am the one and only Lord Vasudeva. There is no other. It is I who have descended to this world to show mercy to the living beings. Therefore, give up your false name." Purport. Inspired by Goddess Saraswati, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti gives the real import of these two verses. Quote, "I am not Vasudeva incarnate, but rather you alone, no one else, are Vasudeva. Since you have descended to show mercy to the living beings, please make me give up my false designation, which is like that of an oyster claiming to be silver. The Supreme Lord will certainly comply with this request." Omayanata madandasya genanjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai. It's a bromance going on here. Well, the bromance. What? All right, so Om Gandhamanandas Yaganjana Shalakaya Chakshu Maritam Jaina Tasmai Shigravaimana Shi Chaitanya Manabhishtam Sapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupagadam Hayam Dadati Svapadam Tikam. Two, three, four, and five. Twice Shukadeva Goswami described. First thing it says in 2, that Pondraka was emboldened by the flattery of childish men who told him, "You are Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord." It's interesting because all the words describe Krishna very nicely. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Bhagawan. Avatino Jagatpati and Achutam. You are the infallible Supreme Lord. So we know from Bhagavad Gita that this may not be true. Pondraka might be not correct about this. Krishna says in Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlaba. Actual Durlaba Mahatmas, they worship the actual Vasudeva, they consider to be everything. Vasudeva Para Veda, Vasudeva Para Yoga Vasudeva. Vasudeva Para Maka, Vasudeva Para Yoga Vasudeva Para. Vasudeva Paramgyanam, in the first canto, is mentioned 8 times that Vasudeva is the goal, Paragati of life. And Vasudeva Para Veda, the goal of all the Vedas and all knowledge, Vasudeva Para Gyanam, Param Gyanam. That is Vasudeva, the real Vasudeva. And yoga, maka, all sacrifice, tapa, 8 times Vasudeva. So Pandraka probably didn't read that because he is not the goal. But at the end, Pandraka got a special mercy because of meditating on the so much obsessed with the form of Krishna. He achieved, well, we'll read about that later, but he got special mercy. Generally speaking, though, one should not imitate the imitator of Krishna. We'll find that in the material world, everyone is imitating Krishna, but some people think they're more expert, and they become praised, as it says here, that he became emboldened. This one word means emboldened with flattery. Prasto vita. Prasto vita. When one becomes flattered, madan nohi kohe. It is said that even if one starts out nicely, pabuta pahe madan nohi kohe, that if one gets a lot of praise and he's kept up on a high platform artificially, even if it's not so artificial, but especially, then madan nohi kohe. Who will not become illusioned by madan? Madan is diluting the potency in this material world. Cupid, we've seen this happen. So, Svavid Varahostra Karai, in the second canto, Shukadev Goswami gives some very nice verses describing this situation of Pandraka, this Pandraka syndrome. Most of us are not so intelligent to get extra arms. I think that according to Sanatana Goswami, he actually developed these kind of arms. But generally they're plastic. Just like nowadays people use plastic bangles. So previously they had gold utensils, but now they think they're more advanced. So this is also described here, the word in one of these verses, Manda. Manda, I don't know if we have that here. Maybe it's a verse coming up, yeah, just after this. Mandak sumanda matayo. Very slow. That he was considered a very foolish person, this Pandraka. Although Pandraka is mentioned as a great warrior also, he was a king. In the Mahabharata and Garga Sanghita, he is mentioned there that he came to Draupadi Swayambara and he had his Okshahini soldiers. Mostly everyone was like surrendered to Jarasandha in those days, before Jarasandha was unceremoniously bifurcated by Bhima. But he's described as Manda, very slow-witted, foolish. And he was well known. We'll find that Krishna had a good laugh, as we should be laughing. Anyone who claims this position of Krishna, Prabhupada would say sometimes, he is not G-O-D. What is he? D-O-G. Bhagwan. There was several times, depends how you look at it. If you read it many times, we should be hearing Prabhupada's instructions, his pastimes. Someone may come to Prabhupada and say, oh, you know of so-and-so? He is Bhagawan. Whether it was Sai Baba or Rajneesh, they call themselves Bhagawan. We don't want to mention any names. There was Bal Yogi. He also was Bhagavan. Boy, Bal. I think that word's here used also in one of these verses. Balo. Childlike. The slow-witted King Pandraka. Abhuta. He's known as Abhuta. Manda. Yeah, here it is in verse 3. Dutam cha praheno manda. Slow-witted. So whenever Prabhupada would be approached about these Bhagavans, so-called false Bhagavans, Pandraka, unfortunately they couldn't afford the two extra arms, so they were actually Krishna, because they didn't think they were Vasudev four-arm, but they were actually Krishna, two-arm Krishna. But so Prabhupada would often ask them, who is this guru? What does he say? And many times Prabhupada would act like he never heard of them. They're so insignificant. And then he would ask them to describe these persons. And Prabhupada would chastise these persons who would present it very sharply. Well, why you say like that? And they would say, no, I didn't say, no, but he'd say, you're saying it. As soon as they would describe the person, Prabhupada would accuse them of being one of those foolish persons. And they would try to say, no, I am not like that. But he says, no, you are saying he is Krishna. You are saying he is Bhagavan. Prabhupada came to Australia. Also, he said something like that. And there was one headline where it said, this Swami has come to hound us. Because he mentioned that this guru is a DOG. Someone had asked him there in one of the press. And so there was a headline, the Swami, Bhaktivedanta has come to hound us. Because he said they were DOG. So Sukadeva Goswami describes it nicely. There's no need to go further than Sukadeva Goswami. He is giving very nice description that Swavid Varahostra Karai Samstu. They are just like the dogs, camels, asses, hogs. And they are praised, although they are praised by smaller dogs, camels. So these are like these persons who are praising Pandraka. So it's not gone away, this problem. Still there are people worshipping such. And they also, some of them are called Mahaprabhu. You find even one sannyasi that Prabhupada gave sannyas. Later on, he was calling himself Mahaprabhu. I asked him, oh, I was surprised that he was such a big pundit. He was working on Bhagavatam with Prabhupada. And then in the 1990s, I saw him again. And he gave me one or two little booklets that he made. And he said, such and such Mahaprabhu. I said, what? You are now Mahaprabhu? What happened? I didn't know. I must have fallen asleep. I woke up at your Mahaprabhu. He said, it is all right. Because Lord Chaitanya is called Mahaprabhu, and he gave some, I think that in that Sampradaya, Balabhat, he is known also, they call him Mahaprabhu sometimes. Of course, Balabhat, very elevated person, had pastime for Chaitanya, which he is also known as, and he gave several other examples, so therefore I can be called Mahaprabhu, no problem. He wanted to, anyway, like that. But it was funny, he was supposed to be a sannyasi, but he had grown his hair all long. He was surrounded by two or three women. And later on, I think he went to jail for some illicit activity. But he was wearing a ruffled shirt and greasy hair. So he had become Mahaprabhu. This is what happens when people are not educated. And Prabhupada gave basics. Rupa Goswami is giving Upadeshamrita. Bacho Vega, Manasakrota Vega. Someone who controls the six pushings. What is the basic information? When that book first came out, Prabhupada said, all new bhaktas, all the new devotees must read it. Everyone must read it, especially new devotees. They'll know. New people, anybody. That's an important book to give out. And people will not be deluded. This is Prabhupada's mission, to keep people
out of illusion, out of Maya. Keep them engaged in Krishna consciousness, worshiping the actual Vasudeva, the actual Jagatpati. Prabhupada was also one time questioned about all these phony gurus. Sometimes they claim they're God. Sometimes they claim you don't need guru. Even Shankaracharya, he appeared to say Jagan Mitya. The word here is also Mitya, used in one of these verses. The false. He's claiming that Krishna is a false guru. Just see the font. But this Mitya means false. And Shankara said, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. Jivaikam Brahma something. He said, Danor, I will give you one verse that will summarize all the Vedas. That is, you are God. So then our acharyas, or the Vaishnavas, they appeared like Ramanuja. They said, well, why he's preaching then? If we're all God, we don't need any information from Shankara, do we? So Prabhupada also very cleverly, when he was asked this in New Vrindavan, 76, about so many men claiming they're Bhagavan, so many men claiming, you don't need guru. And Prabhupada asked them over and over, so what do you say then? Prabhupada used to sometimes tax our brain, or tax more than your brain. And nobody could answer properly. They were quoting verses from Bhagavad Gita. Finally, Prabhupada said, no. And he quoted that, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam piti kuru dami buddhi yoganta. Here it also says, abuddha, unintelligent fools, they were worshipping Pondraka. So, by reading simply Bhagavad Gita, we can become, only intelligent persons can understand who is Krishna, what is Krishna. Esham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Those who have priti, love for Krishna, who are actually in buddhi yoga, dadami, then dadami. I give them the knowledge within the heart. Yenamam, and they come to me. So those foolish persons who are listening to the people who, or any foolish person who says he is Krishna, you don't need Krishna, you don't need guru, that, or that God is in the heart. This one verse, if we know it, then, and those four nutshell verses are so important, just like the word evanukampartham is used here. That special mercy that he has come to give, Pondraka has come to give special mercy. But Krishna says in the nutshell verses, Aham evanukam partham aham agyana jam tamah. Gyana deepana basvata. He has come with the light to dispel ignorance. And he is giving the special mercy. Not the Pondrakas of the world. Not the Oshos or whoever they may be. And so many may come. And even as so-called lords of the world, kings, the presidents. Many times Prabhupada mentioned how your Nixon, he was the biggest dog, G-O-D. They all want to take the place of Krishna, be elected. Elect me, I am the biggest. So all the little dogs, they feel intimidated. Yes, he is the biggest dog. Let us elect him. So these are the praise of foolish men. All mandasu mandamatayo mandabhagya. Another nice verse from the first canto. Prayanal payoshak shabja kalavismin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo. So manda, this is a description here for Pondraka. Very slow. Mama manda matir gati. We all consider ourselves very slow. We have to take shelter of Madan Mohan sitting in the back. Very easy to find. But the Madan Mohan deity of Sanatana Goswami, Jayatam Saru Surato Pangur Mamma Mandama, Pangur also. Lame and ill fortune, Ayushak, Pran Alpa Ayushak. Short lived, unfortunate. Let me close that door there. Anyone who can walk with two legs? Well, found somebody. Tell them I'm sorry to serve. I know they have something. So all these words here, and you find that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is super intelligent. In many cases, he has understood these words, empowered by Saraswati, who is the goddess of learning, that he has understood the words in actual meaning, as one of them is mentioned, some of them are mentioned here. I am not Vasudev, because if one is expert in Sanskrit grammar, then he can understand the actual meaning of people. What Pandraka's message said, that I am not Vasudev incarnate, but rather you alone, no one else, are Vasudev. Since you have descended to show mercy to the living beings, please make me give up my false designation, which is like that of an oyster claiming to be silver. The Supreme Lord will certainly comply with this request. That's what happens here in this story. Even Sukadeva Goswami was astonished at Pandraka's extreme foolishness. So this is very extreme, and one wants, this is the last snare of Maya, Prabhupada used to say, that one thinks that he has become God. I am moving the earth. They actually explain like that. Some Mayavadi meditating guru, they tell you, you should meditate. They say like that. Think that you are moving the earth. Some reason or other, they have nothing else to meditate on. When actually we're very tiny. Sanatana Goswami, Keyami Keniyami Jali Tapo Troy. Who am I? This is what we should ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the actual Mahaprabhu. Avatirno Sakarunyo. What is it? Avatirno Gorachandre Vishtirne Premasagare Yena Majanti Majanti Te Mahanata Sagaram. That Prabodhananda Saraswati is described. This word is used, the Avatirno. That Pandraka is saying that he has appeared. No, but we understand the actual shelter is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gorachandam Sharanam Prabhadye. We want to surrender to that Supreme Personality of God. The real shelter. Sharanam. The similar idea was there with the Putana. The Putana verse. Aho Bhakiyam Stana Kalakut. But she was liberated. She was liberated. So there's so many types of meditation on Krishna, but his meditation was so strong, kamadvesha bhayad, whether one is meditating in anger, young krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti vatsalya moha goro gaur savior bhavai sanchin chitasya tanama pareti govindamari purusham tamaham. We don't want to imitate this. Sometimes the devotees like Narad Muni and Uddhava, they say, I wish I were like Pandraka. I wish I were like Hiranyakashipu. Like that, because they were meditating and seeing Krishna very strongly. So sometimes devotees have this mood. Bala Bhava, and even Prabodhananda Saraswati, in the very last verse of the Chaitanya Chandramrita, he describes that. I am just like a boy, bala bhava. The word here is like a unintelligent boy, like children. But these great devotees, sometimes they're in this mood also. The mood changes. And you're thinking, I'm just jalpantu, speaking like a little boy. Budhai sabuja. Guravo. I didn't worship many gurus. I didn't have many gurus. I didn't study the shastra. I mean, Prabodhananda Saraswati is one of the eight Sakis, Tanga Vidya. But he's saying, Vivechitam Napi Sabudhya Budhai, Budhai Sabudhya. I don't have intelligence. Rather, I'm speaking Yatatata, any Jalpantu Bala Bhava, just like a little boy, like these people are described who glorify Pandraka. So devotees sometimes feel very humbly like that. But they're also very intelligent, that they don't worship these rascal Pandrakas, and they don't have this Pandraka mood. They want to give up this mood of competition with Krishna. Rather, we want to always be fully surrendered and take shelter of the Shastras, as we are here.
Apostle David, this was the note, part of the note that was written. Vasudeva Vatino Ham, I have descended to the world. Eka Eva, and I'm the only one. Ekam Shastram Devati Putra Gitam. We also use the word Eka, that Krishna is the one person, and we want to study the one Shastra, Eko Shastra Devati Putra. Eva, one person, Devaki Putra, his one Shastra, the Bhagavad Gita, Karma Pyekam. We have one activity that is bhakti yoga to Krishna, not to Pandraka or any amount of waves of other so-called Bhagavan Pandrakas. Bhutanam anukampartam tam tu mitya vidam jaja. I am the one and only Vasudeva. There is no other. It is I who have descended to the world to show mercy to the living beings. Therefore, give up your false name. Mithya Basi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also mentions that in his Amara Jivana Sada Papi Rata, in his song, he describes himself in the mood. He's feeling like one of these foolish persons, like a Pondraka, that I am Mithya, I'm false. I'm always speaking lies. Para dukha sukhi karo. When others are, he's putting himself in the position of an ordinary person. When others feel misery, I feel very happy. We can understand when we're not making advancement. If we feel some happiness, others are suffering. Rather, the Vaishnava is the opposite. Para dukha dukhi. When others are miserable, the Vaishnava feels very miserable. Like Vasudeva Dutt, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will take the sinful reaction of everybody on my head. When I see them, Jivir Duk Deki, when I see them suffering, the Jivas Deki, when I see that, Jivir Duk Deki, Mora Hridaya Bidare, my heart is breaking. Therefore, Sarva Pap, Mora Shire, take all their sinful and put it on my head. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song, he's saying, I always speak lies. Mithya Charasa Uchite. In the Gita, I think, fifth chapter, there's one verse, Mithya Chara, isn't it? Five? Huh? Third chapter, fifth? Something. What's the beginning of that? Indriya? Indriyani? What is it? Karmani sangyang yaste manasas maran. Indriyabhyas. What is the third line? Anyway, mithya charasa uchite. Prabhupada quoted this to one devotee, Dhunarnava. He came to Prabhupada in 76 in Vrindavan, 76 or 7. And he said, Prabhupada, everyone is criticizing me because I want to get married. So Prabhupada immediately quoted that verse, because the verse says that one who meditates on the sense objects and pretend he is a pretender, he's meditating on the sense object. So he said, better you don't pretend. He said, they shouldn't criticize. It's better to get married. So this is called mithya, one who is living falsely. So-called renunciation, but he's not really renounced. So this is going on all over too. This is a Pandraka syndrome. Everyone's not as extreme as Pandraka. So he put on the two arms, and I don't know, his two arms might have grown. Sometimes nowadays these guys, they get horns too, like injection of some kind of silicone in their head. They want to look very scary or something. So this kind of person looks very scary when he's pretending to be like Krishna or pretending to be Guru, but he's doing all nonsense. Well, Prabhupada came to cut these people down. And he did a very good job. So we would like to, in fact, Prabhupada said, this is our pleasure pastime. One great Hindu leader,
He made a statement that Bhaktivedanta Swami has put all other Swamis on the blacklist. Not one or two, he said, but all. He said he has put all other Swamis. Prabhupada liked that too. He was smiling, laughing when he heard that. He has put everyone on the blacklist. His Prabhupada's standard was very high. He was propagating, after all, the standard of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But still, one cannot do that unless he's actual acharya. Don't try this. Don't imitate it. One has to have the adhikar. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he was Singha Guru. If he walked in the street, the Mayavadis would move away. They didn't want to confront him. Not even the students, his students. So one is empowered with this, but he cannot also falsely do. The Prabhupada was chastising one Indian diplomat in New York, yelling at him, chastising him. Oh, Prabhupada, you were so heavy. He said, yes, I can do, you cannot imitate that. Prabhupada gave the devotees so many heavy instructions, even 77. What he told, if you read it, there was a court case about deprogramming, so he told them to tell them a particular thing. He said it over and over. And if you find that and you try to imitate that, you can't do it. You won't even be allowed to give class in Numeranamriti. Prabhupada is very, very heavy. Guru means heavy. Not light. So there are so many false leaders. Prabhupada came to expose them all. Whether they're politician, whether they're scientists, whether they're saying they're guru or Bhagawan, that you don't need guru. All of them were fodder for Prabhupada. We'll smash them. He said, this is our pleasure pastime. So we also take pleasure in knowing that Prabhupada could do it, that we can try in our way, but we have to be very intelligent. Buddha. Samanvita. Even if you don't read, in that purport, Prabhupada said, even if you don't study these books, we see many devotees, they don't study, but they like to do this seva. It still will be revealed. But in the pastime between Vishnu Dutas and the Yama Dutas, there was an argument Yama Dutas presented, and the Vishnu Dutas defeated them. They didn't just like kill them, but they don't do like that. They came to save Ajamil. But so Prabhupada says there in the purport that one should be study these books just like a lawyer, so he can defeat. It's okay, you can do service. You can learn so much. It's unlimited. But even if you don't learn anything, Mahabodhi asked that of Prabhupada on the morning walk. I think Shesha might have been there. The Prabhupada said, that's okay. And he quoted, Tesham Satata Yuktanam. If you're engaged 24 hours. But at the same time, we want to be good representative of our acharyas. So we want to learn something, be able to speak, not just dumb. Why do you say that? No, we say, if someone gives Pondraka philosophy or any other philosophy, then we have to be armed. Yadanu dhyasina yukta karma bhrantini. Cut the knots of their attachment or their, even if their attachment is to the impersonal, whatever it is. Yukta karma bhrantini bandhinam. So this is the sadhu, it's mentioned in 10th canto, I think, the one verse. Sarasajeta buddhiman, they're very intelligent, sarasajeta, and they cut mana uktibi, the sword of their words, they can cut down all other opponents. Just like Ramanuja appeared in Madhvacharya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Nimai Pandit, he could ask someone to argue, even Mukunda Dutt, his friend, or any great personality, they wouldn't come near him. Look, Keshav Kashmiri, he defeated himself. Mahaprabhu was so compassionate, he didn't want to embarrass him. He just asked him to recite. Please, you are very great, you recite. But we can't, how can we do that? Mahaprabhu, he knew every slightest nuance of the Sanskrit grammar. He said, I am simply a grammarian. I'm teaching some small kids, some young boys, but you are a great
scholar, pandit, poet, please, you recite. So when he came, after he finished, Nimai said, but in the 60, can you answer, don't become angry, but in the 64th verse, there's some mistake. And the pandit was bewildered, immediately became bewildered. 64th verse, my God. I said those verses just like the blowing wind. How would you know any mistake? Well, you know, some people are great pundit like you. Others are just grammarian. But, you know, also I'm Shrutidhar. So I heard it. I remembered it. My God, this boy remembered that. He already knew of Nimai Pandit. He was a little bit trepidatious. He had some trepidation. Then he started becoming really bewildered. His mind, he stopped thinking. He couldn't think anymore. There were three mistakes in that verse, technical mistakes. You said that the husband of Lord Shiva's wife. How can you say like that? It's not proper. I mean, that's the husband, Lord Shiva, but you said a redundancy. And then there was two or three others, five I think there were. But he said, anyway, I could find fault in all of your verses, but go home and you think about that. Go home and sleep on it, okay? Don't worry. No problem. But when he went home to sleep, he had a dream. Saraswati said, he is Mahaprabhu. He is my Lord and Master. I am not empowering your words. He is. You have to surrender to him. He is the Mahaprabhu. But Pandraka was not so intelligent. He was just rascal number one. He said all these things. Vasudeva, Jagatpati. It was nothing of the sort. Okay, I don't know. The clock over there has diminished itself down, sucked up into the wall. I can't see it. Got sucked in. It's just like a subtle body, and you can see a little trail of it. Is any?
What is the logic of these false gurus when they say, "I'm guru, you're guru, we're all guru"? How can they have what?
Because that's their realization. Their realization is very small. Their realization does not include that their false ego, that their dambo darpi bhamanas cha. You know, they're arrogant, conceited, full of false designation. All those in the 16th chapter of the Gita, they didn't get to that chapter somehow. They, just like some of those gurus, they only gave the first six chapters of Gita. They translated the first six chapters, but wait a minute, what about the good stuff here? The middle six, but the 16th chapter, that's a good one for people who have that Pandraka syndrome. It's good medicine. Dambo Dapi, you know, Asha Pasha Shatarabhata, Kama Krota Parayan. They've taken shelter of Kama Krota. Etam Drishtam Avashta Bhya Nasht Atmana Alpa Buddhaya. They didn't find out that they're Alpa Buddhaya. They're not Buddha, but they're. Their intelligence is so small, and their vision is completely blurred out, lost. Etam drishtam avashtabhi, nasht atmano bhavudaya, kshayaya jagatahita. What is it? Ugra karmana. They do all horrible things meant to destroy the world. Kshayaya jagatahita. They're not jagatpati, but they're doing all, by their philosophy, just like this, Ramakrishna Prabhupada said, all of Bengal has gone to hell by his philosophy. Yatoma tato, whatever you think, that's good. It doesn't matter. And Prabhupada was, you cannot get away with that. You speak like that in Bengal, they all worship Vivekananda and Ramakrishna. Even more, Vivekananda. And what was he saying? Even the Christians were insulted. He came to Chicago and he told the same thing. You are God. I am not the only Pandraka. We are all Pandraka. That was his propagation. Why are you looking for God? There is God in the street. Dharidra Narayan. Yatra Matsatopat.
Madhava Seva, Manava Seva. You just serve the man, then you automatically you'll serve God. It's no problem.
So all these foolishness, there's many. Baho Shaki Anantas Cha. There's unlimited types of this branches of stupidity.
Not just one. So there's the Pandraka Sampradaya, the Putana Sampradaya, Jarasandha Sampradaya, they're all a little different. Kamsa, Aranyakashipu, they all have their followers.
Ravana, still in South India, I saw one man came into Raghunath's restaurant about 10 years ago, and he told me, Indian man. And Raghunath didn't want to say anything because he was a customer. He didn't. So but this man said that actually Ravana is the hero of Ramayana, not Ram. This is all history that they changed the history. Real history is Ravana. And many in South India, they believe like that. Still, now, you can find. They worship Ravana. To us, it's funny, but they say like that.
So we might find some people still worshiping Pandraka somewhere. If anyone does, we'll give one of those bounties like the FBI, $10 million to find a worshiper of Pandraka. 10 million rupees. If you find a Pandraka Bhakta. That's hard. But Ravana you can find. Anything else?
I had a yoga teacher once who told our class, said, I want you to go home and I want you to create an altar. And on that altar, you can put a picture of anyone you can use, Gandhi, Vishnu, Shiva. Just, and if you can't figure out what picture to put on your altar, come to me after class and I'll help you.
He probably gave a picture of himself. Or a mirror, like you have in that fate exhibit, the most dangerous. Is that fate or something else? Where it says the most dangerous animal and there's a mirror and... Was that fate? No. Well, fate has some mirror thing happens when it gets turned off. You see yourself in the mirror. Darpo, Chaita Darpanam, the mirror. So this is arrogance and puffed up conceit when you look in the mirror. So you have the Chaita Darpanam Marjanam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given the medicine for that disease. Chaita Darpanam Marjanam, Bhava Mahadevagni, the disease of birth and death, being born again and again. Anandam buddhi vardhanam, and it's increasing. The medicine is getting more and more blissful if you take it. If you don't take it, the disease immediately comes back. And you start looking in the mirror. I think, I saw a description once of some billionaire, and they were saying how he has this collection, that collection, he loves this, he loves that, but it said, but his favorite thing is still the man in the mirror. I thought that was funny. The man in the mirror. The man in the mirror. Anything else? John Mosley had his hand. That's a Pandraka thing. All right, Jai.